475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Back says, before you were born, I knew you. In other words, Jeremiah, catch this. You hadn't entered into it yet, but I've already ordained you. I've already blessed you. I've already sanctified you. No matter how you might not have any esteem or any experience, I've already sanctified you. I've already called you to be a prophet to nations. Then he says, God said, he put his hand on him and touched his mouth. How important is this? As we've been talking about language and the tongue, power of life and death, we're snared. When we are snared, you're snared by the words of your mouth. Hear what I'm saying? You're snared by the words of your mouth. The Lord put his hand and touched his mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. Then he says, see. Now, none of this has happened yet. Come on, catch this. Now he says, see. I've this day set you over nations. Here's somebody saying, Lord, I'm a child. I can't go. But the Lord said, see today. See right now that I've set you over nations and over kingdoms. To root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. Wait a minute. This is Jeremiah. He says he's a child. But God touches his mouth. Remember Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips. And I live among a people of unclean lips. An angel took a coal off the altar and came over and put it on his mouth. And cleansed his mouth. Tell somebody the mouth. Come on, say the mouth. Then Jeremiah said, Lord, here am I, send me. But he's speaking to Jeremiah. I'm sorry, he's talking to Isaiah. He's speaking to Jeremiah here at a time where he's saying, see that I've put you over the nations. He'd not done anything yet. Here's where faith observes that which is not. He had to exercise faith. See Jeremiah. Remember with Joshua? See Joshua, that I've given you Jericho. When Jericho was ready for war, and God is telling Joshua, see that I've given it to you. Come on, are y'all with me here? Faith observes that which is not. But what it does when it observes it, it gives it substance. How could they defeat a fortified city like that? Jericho, if you read the history of Jericho, Jericho was almost unconquerable. But yet these former slaves and these 20-year-old and under that came out of the wilderness, didn't know Egypt, didn't know war, didn't know none of that, how could they go in ill-equipped, go in and take a fortified nation like that, except through faith, they gave substance to something. I pray I can make this, we can make this so real to ourselves, because it is real, that we can see it. If we could see what happens when we believe, if we could see that our faith causes stuff to take on substance, faith is the substance. God spoke a word to you. Faith is the substance of it. The moment you believe. I'm talking about the moment you believe it and that seed is planted. See, when the seed is planted in the soil, what happens? You got to keep watering it. You know, we have a few plants in our front room and by the windows and that. And you know, if we forget to water them, after a while, they'll let you know. Then you water them and you come back maybe an hour later. They're alive because they're in the soil. But they just need to keep being watered. Are you hearing? You gotta learn the language of the kingdom and keep speaking the language of the kingdom. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. Let me rephrase that. When I was a sinner, I spoke as a sinner. But when I became a saint, I put away sinful talk. When I was an unbeliever, I spoke as an unbeliever. But when I became a child of God, I speak as a believer. So the words that come out of my mouth, remember, all this stuff, God was touching mouths. You've heard this recently. Have you ever tried to talk inhaling? Try to say a word, inhaling. Say something. Come on, say something. Because the breath of life is in your mouth. And every time you talk, a part of you, the life force goes out. Whether it's for good or bad, whether it's negative or positive, you can draw evil toward you or you can draw life into your environment. The way you talk. Well, God, when he first created us, he breathed into us the breath of life. We became living souls to function like God. So now God sends his word, but he gave us the dominion in this realm called earth. Let man have dominion. So when we take the word of God, which is spirit and life and energy, and put it in our mouth, now it has authority to go into this realm called the earth realm and establish his kingdom. God's not just going to send down some angels with some hammers and stuff and go to building a kingdom. Now, no, it's going to be through the church. And it's going to be through what you say. I'm telling you, you can call stuff that ain't. It's not existing in this realm, but it is existing. All the ingredients of it are here and they exist, but they're not seen until you exercise your faith to bring substance to it. Amen. Amen. I see in my mind, if you wanting a truck, an automobile, a particular one, you see the model. You know, if you really believe, and I'm just using that, you really believe and not doubting and wavering and, you know, convincing yourself of why you can't or why it won't happen. You get rid of all that stuff and you believe. That faith causes it to take a substance. Don't take on a substance. A reality. Okay? So, verse 10, see, I have this day set thee over nations, over kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? Ask someone beside you, what do you see? Look here. And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Now, in verse 12, the Lord says, thou hast well seen. I will hasten my word to perform it. Help me here, Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to speed up my word. See, the high, everything's on a vibration. In light is relative. Out light, 182,632 miles per second. You get past that, everything stops. That's the light line. Light moves that quickly. Now, because, help me, Holy Spirit, there's a thought I want to get across to you. He said, I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. In other words, I'm going to quicken. I'm going to send my word. Everything's on a vibration. Without a whole lot of history of this, let me say, the highest vibration that is, the highest frequency is the word of God. It's the word of God. Interesting thought. When Jesus on the cross when he gave up the ghost, he said, "It is finished," it says, with a loud voice. Now, that was contrary to how people died on the cross. Because you died of suffocation. You didn't have breath. You didn't have any strength. You couldn't talk. But with a loud voice, he said, "It is finished." The moment he said that, the veil in the temple was rent. It was torn. But it wasn't torn from the bottom to the top. It was torn from the top. The highest frequency, it tore it from the top. The word spoken by God is the highest frequency. Now what God told Jeremiah, he said, "What do you see?" And Jeremiah told him what he saw, and he said, "Good, I'm going to quicken my word. I'm going to send my word. I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. I'm going to give you," he see, he already touched his mouth, put his word in his mouth. He says, "So I'm going to hasten my word to perform it." Remember the little demonstration we did with the microwave? I'll remind you. We had ice, we had a glass, and we had a pitcher. We put the ice into the microwave. You see, let me say this. Nothing frozen grows. You got it on ice, it ain't gonna grow. That old fish will stay there for decades, but it's dead, it's frozen. When traditional thinking, when you cease being creative in your thinking, you get frozen. When you think you found the best way to do something, that's it, you freeze. Because there's always, as many people as in here, there are that many best ways to do something. Because everybody has a creative way. Who's to determine the best way? Tells me you gotta stay creative. The word is the highest frequency. In the microwave demonstration, we took the ice. Now H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, is in the air right now. It's in a form we can't see. But the ice and the water were the same thing, hydrogen and oxygen, H2O, but in a different form. In other words, the one that we don't see is vibrating on a certain frequency. The ice is vibrating on the slowest frequency. Remember, when you get to a certain, you get to the light line, or when you freeze something, it stops. Remember in our school of stature, we studied how God framed the universe? Some of y'all remember that? And he framed it like a house, but it was ice. So when the devil rebelled, God just allowed that ice to melt. That's why everything in the universe flooded. But the ice, see, the ice was there to separate creation and time from eternity, where there is no time. It's all in the book of Job. Job tells you about it. But it was ice. And Job talks about it, or it's talked about in the book of Job. So ice is one form. Tell somebody, don't be the frozen chosen. Tell somebody, get that ice off your wings. Cold. One thing to be cool. Ice is H2O on a certain frequency. But the microwave, you take it and you put it in the microwave. And I think we did it, put it in the microwave for like three minutes. I don't know, something like that. And we turned it on. The vibrations and the frequencies in the microwave are high. So it took the ice from this form, this substance, and it caused the atoms in the ice to start vibrating at a higher level. And as it did, it started to change form.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.